Where are you going? How long will you be gone? Who will take care of us? Like kids watching mom head out the door, the disciples look to Jesus as he leaves and wonder, what will happen to us after you're gone? Jesus prepares his disciples for his impending ascension with an intimate conversation, promising to send his Spirit to give them strength and direction and provide for their long-term care. This story, St. John's Gospel, was written around the year 90. So Jesus had, in fact, been gone for some time. So it wasn't wishful thinking on the writer's part. The disciples wouldn't have written about it if they hadn't already experienced what Jesus had promised. Of course, Jesus promises us the same. But experiencing that promised Spirit presumes a relationship with Jesus. It occurred to me last Sunday as we confirmed a cathedral full of youth, including many from Ascension, that our talk about how we get those gifts of the Holy Spirit, wisdom, counsel, understanding, etc., is misleading. We speak as if those gifts will just drop in, delivered by some heavenly drone just for the asking. It was the day after the Buffalo shootings, and I found myself praying again for the gift of Romero-like fortitude, the moral courage to speak the truth, the strength to withstand the pressure to give up the gospel in the face of indifference and hostility. The gift of fortitude, as I experience it, is knowing that Jesus has my back. Really feeling Jesus' encouraging and steadying hand on I experience that when I am in right relationship with Jesus, speaking to him, listening to him, inviting him into the significant and the mundane, into my grieving, my discerning, my celebrating, having Jesus as a friend, a companion, an intimate. Because such a relationship is spiritual and mysterious, some think it's nuts. And it is. My relationship with Jesus is okay. I let him into the room. But most of the time I have him stand in the corner and shut up while I stubbornly take on my life and my struggles alone. Jesus wants to be closer. He wants, as he says, to make his dwelling with me, for us to make a home, to be at home. He not only wants to be in the room, he wants to be next to me. He not only wants to be next to me, he wants to hold me. So why don't I let him? What, I wonder, am I afraid of?